Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 552. It's a weekend podcast. Sorry, I have the bunch of idiots with me. It's Steve and Pete. I'm only kidding, guys. You know that. Listen, you don't get that higher level of praise. You're not even, you know, up to that standard yet. But in fact, listen, to underline this, I can only mock because you're friends. Pete and Steve, by the way. Pete, Steve, say hello to everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Because it's a live audience. And they're all behind me here.
Both of them.
Yeah, headphones on. Let's explain, because last week we were, EasyJet is our first trade in our 1,000 to 100,000 in 50 trades or less. And I've got to say, I had a few doubts last few days, boys. But we said we were up last week.
About the whole thing or about EasyJet?
About EasyJet. But we're at an inflection point that I think is stands us in good stead here. But we were up last week and we said it's going to come back. But we bought, we all bought around £10 on 999. We want to get 10% profit off that and then we'll cash out or more. And so we also have a 5% stop loss. So that's a 950. And I said,
yes.
Now we were up like, it was 1030, 1040 something last time. So maybe we should move our stop loss up a bit to 970. And Steve there, who messed up on the buy anyway, rather than buying £1,000 worth, he bought £10,000 worth. And yep. I didn't know where all his cash had gone. And Harry and Larry on the phone to him, "Hey, Steve, you ain't got enough money, mate. You got to put more money in." They were starting to panic on the yacht there, in their speedos, eating their sausage rolls. And Steve's done it again. He's done it again. Never mind. Nice commission. Lovely. Ooh, lovely.
Yeah, because they're Welsh.
Yeah,
that was Bristolian. Lovely Bristolian, yeah. And so, so Steve had to resell £1,000 worth. First of all, that's the first mess up he made. How many mess ups on a trade can you make?
He resold £9,000 worth.
Yeah, he sold £9,000 worth, yes. Obviously. Then we said, right, let's put a stop loss. Let's move our stop loss up. So we're limiting, so we're making our loss, potential loss, smaller. If it does go the wrong, if the trade goes against us, we'll make our loss smaller. So Steve put a limit order in rather than a stop order, and it sold him out straight away, all his entire holding. Steve, this is textbook errors. You can make no more. It's almost like, Steve, you should write a book, because if there's any error to make, you've made it, you know? So you've gone on every avenue.
Proofread it.
Yeah, every avenue, right? You've gone on every cul-de-sac, every dead end. You've been there the answer the wrong way.
But in all fairness, in my defence, why isn't there a mechanism on the website? Because obviously my stop loss was
your brain.
It was in the wrong, completely miles off.
No, you didn't pick stop loss. You picked selling
order.
A limit to
but
sell.
What I'm saying, they
so
should...
you're saying to the system, sell if it gets to down to 970. When the system's going, well, it's 1030, so I'll sell now.
Yeah, but what it should have done then, going, hang on a minute, that's ridiculously off.
Steve, you're an idiot.
Do you know what? Funny enough, I had it with my gas. I put my gas readings in, and it actually said, this seems awfully low. Are you sure this is the right thing?
Okay. Yeah, that's for beggars. I don't know why this. That's people trying to con them, isn't it? This gas limit seems awfully low. Yes, I've used a penny of gas in the last month.
You can say the same thing about their website. They're trying to con me.
Steve, I put it to you, sir. I put it to you that there probably is a little dialogue box that pops up saying you will sell your amount now. The limit order is where, you know, because technically, a stop order it'll sell this or away. It won't go below that, right? Hmm. So a limit order is anything sort of above that. So, anything above that. So that's what a limit order is. So
I put a request out to Harry and Larry to depends what you their website level.
Yeah, if you're buying, a limit order is anything below that they'll buy. If you're selling, then anything above that they'll sell.
Yeah.
All right. So Harry,
we were talking about last week how when you're putting a order in, you've got to work out the amount of shares you need. You know, and I think that should be.
But that's just down to on their website. On
yeah, exactly. Well, they should. Why don't they sort that out?
Yes,
that's why they're laughing, Steve. They get extra commission because they've now had four trades off you, so now you've bought back in. Yeah. They're rolling around laughing on their yacht in the bed, Harry and Larry. Little Steve, he's made four trades, he didn't make two.
Yeah, well, I should be in the
We are meeting
now,
commission here, Harry.
But I'm in the minus.
Basically,
thank you.
You needed to buy 100 shares and put in a stop loss at the same time.
I'm now a minus 2% on that, where I should have been up.
So this is why I had my doubts, because we we bought at quite a nice level, I think, £9.99 or £10. Good support level, nice round figure there. You know, I shouldn't say it's been down to £9.70 on a spike down, but I think on an end of day close, it was like around about £9.80. You know, so you know it's not going to test that. It'll go lower than that. Not a lot lower than that. It will go. If it does, we know it's going definitely lower. So having a stop loss at £9.50 is quite safe in a margin of error. So we moved it up. And then it started going against us a couple of days. And let me look on the daily chart. And I thought, oh, this could go wrong here. This could go the wrong way. Because I saw what's called a hammer. And that's not good. What's called a hanging man is called the candle formation. And that's basically a top of a little trend. And so you can see that was what, on Monday? And then Tuesday went down. Wednesday went down. But still didn't touch that, you know, previous low of 980. It didn't finish around there. And then Thursday, it had a little bit of indecisive moment, and there was because of doji, that's a candle there, where it's basically a small, tiny body and two little tails up and down, so indecision there. And then Friday, I said to you, didn't I? I was on Friday, I said, listen, guys, if we break this three-day resistance of 10-12, 10-13, we're in for a good little ride here. And then if we get above and stay above 10-21, that's breaking a downward trend channel. And that means we're basically setting up to go into a new, well, to a leg higher, hopefully. So now I think that this leg, and I'm looking at the relative strength on a daily chart, it's been building since the initial spike down after Brexit. It has, you know, dipped and come up, but it's been building, it's been getting stronger and stronger. It started off, it was down at the relative at 19, it's very low. Then it went up and dipped back to like 23. Then it went up to do all the way up and all the way down, all the way in and all the way out. And then it came down.
Nicola Duke was quite bullish on it still, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
On
so
Friday,
I'm quite happy with this now. I think we went 3 days down. We had 2 days up. But we got quite a strong candle on Friday. There's quite a strong up. So I'm hopefully, our target is, of course, 11 quid. And I think, you know, no pun intended, but when this flies, it will fly because it's been suppressed for a while. So I think now we're on for the next leg up. If you look at the MACDs as well,
yes.
I think we could be for the next leg up here. So we'll see how high
and
it
takes. And then Steve will have to put in his stop loss and hope he doesn't sell.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll face that when we come to it.
But maybe I don't think I'll do it again.
Maybe set up a website for fools, you know, just foolproof, you know. So like,
how's that going to help me?
Well, you'll have 7 dialogue boxes saying, this will sell this. Do you want this? And you press yes.
Are you sure?
Are you sure you want this? Yes. No.
You know,
hang on.
I think.
Look again. I'm gonna have a cup of tea. Come back. Check it again.
I think Harry and Larry need to hire me as an expert for their website.
I think you interchange the word expert.
There.
But what's annoying, right? This is that. Listen, this. What's annoying? We're all looking for 10% gain. That's all we're looking for. And what's annoying is I bought Wrangle Resources on Thursday, right? Midday, is up by 9% on Friday. And Wrangle, I've got a FTSE 100 company, gold stock. And so, you know, you sometimes get those violent moves. For some reason, it's down 11%. And I thought, one of the best miners in the world. It was £79.75 a share.
Was there a particular news story that came out? Or?
Well, there was I had Chris Bailey, right, Financial Orbit market commentator on. He's a big fan of Wrangle. And he said, I don't know why they're down today. Hugely down. And at midday, we knew the Bank of England were going to lower interest rates, which means, you know, makes basically sterling weaker, a currency weaker. Yeah. And in times when, you know, currencies are weakening, money's weakening, then
gold.
Safe havens go to gold. So it's a good plan that. So it rallied. And
good point. That's that big news story, wasn't it? Yes, of course.
Yeah, right, so... Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's Wrangle, you know, Wrangle. Wrangle
Resources. It's surprising. It's surprising that wasn't already priced in because the speculation was that there would
be. Well, do you know what? I'm just looking at it. I thought I missed a big trick here. Because if you look at the just sterling dollar, you know, it was at 133 pretty much. The highest level it's been at since Brexit. There's a 99% chance of a lowering of interest rates, which weakens the pound, of course.
Yeah.
And yet, all of a sudden, it spiked down massively. I mean, anyone could, I was almost like saying, you know, guys, you can make some money here. We didn't, though.
Yeah.
And it was such an easy trade. You know, just put a sell in for pound at, 135, whatever it was, or 1325, and you'd have been laughing. You got several points there. I don't know why
I'm sure
do that.
Plenty of people did.
Yeah, well, of course they did. You must have,
Oh,
yeah. So anything else happening this week, lads?
I have a question just about stocks in general. When you hear the word re-rate, or it's used quite banded around here and then here and there, what does that actually mean? I know what it means in terms of the change in share price, but is that actually something that's done by market makers, or is that just a term that you use to actually describe the change in share price? Yeah, it's a serious question.
Yeah, well, do you know what? Re-rate. I just had a message from someone saying, can you unblock me, please, on Twitter?
Was it Steve?
They've gone to another account of mine just to say that. Please unblock me from your other account.
Sorry, did you block him?
Yeah, don't be so annoying.
I don't know. I'll have to ask them a question. I'll do it once. I'll ask them. Why did I block you?
Well, they're not going to know that, are they?
No.
Oh, because I was abusive to you and I hate you. Can you unblock me, please? Because I can't abuse you unless you unblock me.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that, trolling you. It's one of my hobbies. Hobbies. We're trolling, vaping, and watching sci-fi. yeah, so re-rate, it is the sort of phrase du jour for rampers a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It's essentially saying that it's been undervalued and people have overlooked this and... you know, the stock is material undervalued.
Yeah, right. It is just sudden, used by people, an actual thing. But they say, it should be re-rated.
And when people will see the true value of the company, you know, underlying assets or whatever, then the share price will reflect that and almost just jump to a re-rating to justify its value, essentially. But yes, it's another... hang on, I'm going to message back.
It's exciting.
Okay. It's Mr. Ploppy.
I'm your mother.
It's Mr. Ploppy.
Not seen him for a while.
No, I've not.
Has he got Noel Edmonds with him?
Oh, yeah. Odd.
All right, I'll unblock you, but I'm not unblocking Noel.
No, not Edmonds. No way.
Edmonds is out.
Oddly, I just had a security message from Harry and Larry, which I did have an account with a while back. A new secure message available. Do you stop taking the mick out of our actions, right? be brilliant about that message. Stop taking the mick, right? We're on a yacht.
Stop criticising the system. We make a fortune out of that.
Yeah, we make a fortune out of that. Who's on a yacht? Are you on a yacht? No. Well, shut your face then.
Don't point out the weaknesses in our system. It'd be brilliant.
Have you seen... did you manage to get into Couve?
No.
It doesn't hang around, does it?
It doesn't.
It dropped down to like 50 pence, just below sub 50. Then it's back there just over 60 pence. And I think, God, you know, and also, you know, a couple of stocks, right? I mean, for a while, do you know, sometimes you forget and you think, you know something has potential and you want to, in fact, 62.5 pence, 6.8% Couve. But you know something has potential, right? And you think, I should whack a lot more money into that. And it's one of those things, when it really goes well, you know, a company, a stock, you think, oh, no, I've messed up there. And one of those for a while, I had in my... I think it's a little bit too late now. I could have gone in cheap. Is Coppel, you know, Canadian Overseas Petroleum. And I'm thinking, if you look at the partner they have, ExxonMobil, one of the biggest oil companies in the world, publicly listed, and you think they're a small little company, 20 million market cap, drilling in, you know, Liberia there. I think this high impact well. So, you know, I think they have something... 350 million barrels, you know, to them on a 50-50 chance. So this is like you know, essentially an 80th energy job, you know. And but nevertheless, I'm up in them, you know. And I think the time you over, you know, expose yourself is the time that you get caught your trousers down, literally.
They're right up at their 52-week high now, aren't they? So that's
They are spiking.
Are you seeing more growth?
Let me have a look. But it's. Do you know what? Honestly, there's never too late to get in. It's like with EasyJet, wasn't it? Do you remember when it started going crazy? You know, and then you said, "Oh, I'm just going to buy at £10 rather than £9.99." Now we could have bought again at £9.99 this week. It came back down. It went up to 160 odd.
Yeah.
Then came back to 99 pence or 10.60 odd.
Don't you think that about Couve? So I mean, I just think.
There's always time. Listen. The next time, the time to buy Couve's.
It'll come back down.
Yeah, the time to buy Couve's is when either they raise money or they do an update, because the updates will never live up to the price. You know, the valuation of the company. But then all of a sudden, a couple of months later, on the promise of it, you know, being an ex-Astos, it'll you know, go off and run like crazy again. You know, it'll just take off again. So it's almost like it'll bring them back down to earth every update they do, and then get in then, scale in. And then the one thing I'm concerned about this experiment is, at the moment, like I said last week, I found a little experiment, system of scaling in, you know, and I've got a little spreadsheet, and it's, I've been doing quite well with it. I've got to say, I haven't had many material losses. I've had any losses recently. And it's sort of working, you know, scaling in, having a fixed amount. So, for example, you're probably bored me saying this, but if you've got for a round number, let's say you've got 100 grand in your account, obviously some people won't, some people have more, but just round figures, so it's 100%. So 10%.
A lot less.
No, but what I'm saying is you can do it on percentage-wise, it makes sense, doesn't it? You know? I can do it on a grand, but I mean, in fact, can I? No, I can't. It's not as easy as 100, is it?
Yeah. £100? What about £100?
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, so dealing costs would eat up your thing.
Let's
say you have 100 grand.
Let's go 100 grand. Yeah.
10%, you know, each stock, don't go above 10%. And even that, some would say, is a bit high on the exposure. So you allocate 10% to a stock. So, okay, I'm going to buy EasyJet. Now, I go up 10 grand and I buy the first 3 grand's worth, you know? And then at this amount, expecting it to maybe drop another 5% and put another 3 grand in later, another 5%. So essentially, you should be picking a price there where you think you're getting a bargain anyway. So there's very little chance it'll go another 15%, you know, or there's a slim chance that it will go on that amount, because, you know, you've looked at the share price and it's at a relatively good place to buy. So you scale in at 3 grand, and if it comes out again, you get 6 grand. But then you get more shares then, of course. The lower the level goes, the more shares you get, more units, because they cost less. And then essentially, so when you have a bounce back, it'll be more aggressive because you'll be holding more shares lower down, and so you'll be loaded up lower down. And it sort of works. And that's why I think it's hard to pick a bottom. Like, I wasn't sure at one point this week whether EasyJet was going down below £10 back to that level, and I thought, well, the worst can do is collapse, of course, but I mean, I thought it may go down that 979, you know, level, but I wasn't sure. And if I haven't got that extra tranche of scaling lower, then I feel a bit exposed, you know. I feel like, I don't want to go down, so at least it's sort of working out a little bit. It's and I'm quietly confident. Where are we? I'm quite confident this may be working out here. So,
but it's nice with any stock, isn't it? Where, like, we're sat in a position now where we've got a stop loss in. Okay, yes, we'd make a small loss. Steve probably hasn't got a stop loss. No. But we'd make.
Steve can't afford that. Otherwise, he'll do another trade again. He'd sell, the buy and back up. And there's Larry and Harry rubbing their hands. Oh, two more trades from Steve on the same stock.
Lovely way to end the week. we're sat pretty as such, but you know, we're fairly safe, aren't we? Like, we're only going to lose a small percentage if it does crash through the stop loss, but we've hopefully got some upside to come. So it's a nice position to be in, rather than looking in a couple of my stocks where I'm 20-30% down.
80% on the.
You still on Hague London? Or?
No, I sold that. Oh, no, right. That's Andalus.
Okay, yeah. Well, okay, yeah. But yeah, bonds like that where you're looking up from a very deep bottom going, I'm not sure I'll ever get back up to that point. So my point being, it's nice to be in the stocks and to judge it, like you're saying, judge it correctly, scale in and have sort of stop loss and have a sort of safety net there. Mm-hmm. And I know that's probably stating the obvious, but it's. It's a nicer position to be in than looking up at a very high share price where you bought.
Like amateurs that
we were.
No, I've got to say, though, we still bought very early here, you know. It's not an absolute confirmed bottom, and I think we could have waited. So I think in future we can say, hang on, let's wait. Because there's not a good trend. But you know, we're likely to get a more aggressive bounce off this level, and we may have to. So I think it will sooner or later. It'll bounce like crazy, you know. And I think next week we should be seeing our target, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, your target.
So how's that going to work? Steve's 10%.
Oh, no, because I put a bit more in, so I should actually match out at the same time.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Right, okay.
But at the moment, though, it doesn't matter. You know, if the proof of concept, we clear the first hurdle, you know, only 49 trades left to go. Look how much commission Harry and Larry are listening to. Look, for Steve, 49 trades times 4. Oh, lovely. Oh.
Or unless EasyJet get bought by British Airways or something, and you know, that might do it all in one. No. But
is that on the cards?
No.
No.
that's rumour. Yeah, that's me ramping. But with that, if it reaches 11 quid next week, just, I mean, obviously we're not selling, we're not putting any, are we going to put stop loss in at that point, or what's your plan there? Just let it run and see what happens?
Yeah, let it run. It's hard to say. Round figures on charts sometimes, they do act as either magnets or floors, you know? So it may bounce its head on that. But we can see the strength level, the RSI and all that stuff. Look at it and think, is it going to go beyond and through that? And,
right.
I wouldn't be tempted to just grab it straight away as soon as it gets there, you know?
No.
Let it, give it time to breathe, let it consolidate, and it's going to pump through, because we can get, you know, like I say, I was looking at £12 on the chart there, is doable, you know, and I just can't see why I wouldn't get the £12. So then, we are halving the amount of trains we need if we get to that level a couple of times. No, not a couple of times, but most of the time. So, it's hard to say, isn't it? But, okay. Yes, lovely. Okay. Steve, if this plays out well, do you have any targets for the next stock?
Yeah, another 10%.
Yeah, no, but what stock?
What stock we're looking
at, Steve? Oh, any tips on stocks? Oh, right, okay. Right, that's
yeah,
a
right,
blue.
Right.
Well, I'll speak to Harry and Barry and Harry and Larry.
Yeah, I'm just trying to concentrate on putting the right amount of money in, okay. Right to deal in, to be honest. Yeah, wherever.
Well, to be nothing. Fair, Steve, I'm quite impressed you set up an account, you know? That's quite good.
That was quite easy, that part. They got that bit right. They've nailed it.
But one thing we have neglected in the past few weeks is that Steve has picked the top of oil and sold his Royal Dutch Shell.
He did do well there, dear Steve. Yes, yeah, very well done.
We have
I'd like to take the credit for that, but it was obviously Nicola Duke that kind of advised me on that.
Very good.
Not personally, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting value from the podcast there.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, good.
So,
okay.
Yeah, but I'm thinking now, listen, I sold out the missus there, Isa, on Royal Dutch Shell.
You sold out the missus?
Yeah, I got 21.60 for it. Really. No, but what is that? So I got a nice little price for that on Royal Dutch Shell, right? But I'm thinking now, I may want to nab the, don't forget, the, it's looking like a little bounce here. The dividend is coming up. That's like 6-7%. So you can get 6-7%, you know. It'll drop, of course, by that amount. So by the amount of pennies per share. But you could nab the dividend, yeah, you know. So maybe worth doing.
When's the ex-dividend date?
I think you've got to be in by the 11th.
Okay.
Oh, are you coming in? Are you coming in for the dividend? Are you staying out?
It's lovely.
Are you coming in for the dividend? Steve, Harry and Larry, give me a call. Come in for the dividend.
And we'll do a special transaction charge. Double. Oh, okay.
Twice the charge. For one action, for one deal.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any other socks? I'm in my office. I'm very hot and sweaty. And I find it very hard to concentrate on anything that's, essentially I'm dressed up in lots of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, take that jumper off.
Do you know what I find difficult? Steve set up this newfangled feed. We may sound clearer to you. We normally use Skype. Today we're using Clean Feed. And it sounds like something you give cattle. <Is it? laughs> Give them the clean feed. Don't give them the filthy feed. But it's quite off-putting. You know, when the first time you see like HD TV, my father's got a snazzy TV. It was a bit old now. It's Bang & Olufsen. But it was HD. And it was one of the first. And you look at TV films, and it looked really odd. It looks like they were acting badly. And it was almost sharper. And you think, what's going on with this? And it didn't have any warmth to it, you know? It was almost like missing something.
Back bad quality broadband. Come on.
That's what I'm thinking now. So I'm feeling like this a clean feel. It's almost odd, you know? It's like.
Yeah, it's too good.
It's like wearing, a very tight new pair of shoes. Then yes, they're new, they look snazzy, but you don't feel comfortable in them, you know?
Yeah, it won't fit in with the rest of your podcast.
You have to break them in, that's all. Just have to ease them in.
I'm also not used to hearing everything Pete's saying, you're cutting out.
Oh, that's right, yes, because I got to say, Pete and Steve today are sharing a room together.
Yeah.
Get a room, guys, get a room.
I've come down to Steve's studio just to make sure he doesn't make any ridiculous trades and just to show him a few things on the Harry and Larry site, stop losses, that sort of stuff. Hold his hand.
Hang on, I'm talking to you now. That's what it is. I think that's what the thing is. It's putting me off my game a little bit here. I think it's the fact that you two are there just sharing a room naked in a mode of excitement. And I'm thinking, just ready to just knock off the podcast and get down to some serious business.
It's funny, first time seeing Steve doing the podcast, and he does it naked.
So, yeah, I know.
That's unusual.
Yeah. Yeah, just with the lady's shoes on and a wig.
Yeah. Lipstick.
You imagine that? You come in, just wearing a wig, lipstick, a lady's shoes, nothing else. Come in, Pete, sit down. I got your wig and your shoes there.
Yeah, that's how we
just
do it.
It helps me get in the character, that's all. Just loosen up. Right.
I'll show you my stop loss.
Yeah. Right, lads, let's go. I'm literally sweating. Literally, there are beads of sweat on my brow.
Okay.
So, this is the weekend podcast. Oddly, I'll be seeing you this weekend. So, there we are.
Yeah,
so make sure you get your wigs and your lipstick off before that.
Yep.
Right?
Okay, fine.
Get your lipstick out. Get your lipstick out. Put your lipstick away,
I'll make sure mine's put away. Yep.
All right. But, okay. Good news on EasyJet, guys, yeah?
Okay, yeah, just a round up.
Nearly.
Yeah, almost.
Not quite for me, but yeah.
So it hasn't been a tidy ending, is it? This is like a baboon's end. Literally, you know, it's all red and just looks like it hasn't been finished. You know, when you see these monkeys that you think evolution hasn't really worked on the bottom end, hasn't reached the bottom end of the monkey. Mm. Think why isn't that part of him evolved? Why did someone give him Andrex or something? Yeah. He needs something, that guy.
Yeah.
All right.
It's getting worse.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So see you, lads. Yeah. Bye-bye.
That's much better. Okay, bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.